Welcome to Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. We are in our series, Getting to Know Jesus. Aren't you glad we're going through the book of Luke, verse by verse, chapter by verse, chapter, and just simply getting to know Jesus? Today's title is I Am Willing. And if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside your huddle. Also, if you're a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. All right, what is happening in Washington? So according to an August 6th KVI report, Google and Zillow are eliminating 143 Washington jobs as broader layoffs, office vacancies, and corporate retrenchment continues to pressure the Seattle area economy. What if that's a coincidence? Like, you know, maybe if your mayor says, we don't really care if you're here, and all the policies, I wonder if there's like a correlation with that. KVI reports that Google plans to lay off 52 and Zillow plans on laying off 91 positions, with the changes taking effect from September to early October. The report says major employers, including Microsoft, Amazon, Meta, and Starbucks, have also reduced Washington positions of local office commitments, adding pressure to Seattle's employment base. So we put a millionaire's tax in, or a state income tax. We put, you know, we don't care about those who are producing, creating jobs. And so, well, they just eliminate positions. Never would have guessed that. KVI connects the corporate pullback with steep downtown office vacancies, falling property values, and concern over Washington's expanded tax burden. These developments remind us to pray for families whose livelihoods are uncertain, while asking God to give business and government leaders wisdom, justice, and a commitment to steward their influence for the good of the people. So let's pray for families, and let's just pray that God will take care of them. These policies aren't their fault, yet we see that corporations just respond in this way. So Heavenly Father, we pray for those families that have lost employment. A lot of this is due to the policies that these different cities, states, God, that they're having. And so when the taxation goes up, the corporations reduce the positions. And so, God, would you help these families find new work, new employment, God, that their kids will be taken care of, that that people would wake up and see that policy does make a difference, God. And it really does affect our livelihood. So we just ask for your wisdom in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Today's scripture, we are going to be in Luke chapter 5, verse 12. It says, while he was in one of the cities, this is Jesus, behold, there was a man covered with leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and implored Jesus, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. So I love this man with leprosy coming before Jesus and saying, God, if you are willing, Jesus, if you're willing, you can make me clean. For those of us who have disabled kids, or dealing with an ailment, or what have you, we have prayed this prayer often. Lord, if you're willing, make us clean. And Jesus ordered him to tell no one. Oh, wait, I skipped a verse. And he stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Man, for my daughter Isabella, wouldn't that be awesome if Jesus just spoke that over? I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately the leprosy left him. And he ordered him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing, just as Moses commanded, as a testimony to them. But the news about Jesus was spreading even farther, and larger crowds were gathering to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray. One day, he was teaching, and there were some Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting there, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present for him to perform healing. I love this. We serve the miraculous God. Now, some may say, well, aren't you disappointed that, you know, he hasn't touched Isabella or other things that you've happened? No, not at all. Why? I trust God's sovereignty. God is sovereign over my life. And whether God wants to heal Isabella today or heal her tomorrow or the next day or in heaven, he's God, I'm not. You say, well, man, that just seems like you're just giving up. No, he knows my heart. I've asked him, God, if you're willing, make my daughter whole. And he is able to do the same. I'm not disappointed in him at all. You say, why not? I might have 60, 70, 80 years here on earth. I will have eternity in heaven with God, with my daughter. I'll have so much more that I can see God do. And so you may be dealing with some earthly disappointments. We all do. We all have those disappointments. Do I wish that every prayer I called out to God and he just immediately healed someone or he immediately changed this situation or that situation? Of course. But guess what? The character that's developed in me to be faithful regardless of my circumstances have far outweighed the inconvenience of disability in my daughter. So we'll continue here. But not finding any way to bring him to, where was I? And some men were carrying on a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they were trying to bring him in and to set him down in front of Jesus. But not finding any way to bring him in because of the crowds, they went up on the roof and let him down through the tiles with his stretcher into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven you." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this man who speaks blasphemous? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But Jesus, aware of their reasoning, answered and said to them, "Why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins have been forgiven you,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, get up and pick up your stretcher and go home." Immediately he got up before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home glorifying God. They were all struck with astonishment and began glorifying God, and they were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen the remarkable things today." Wow. Do you believe that God still interacts with us? I do. He still deals with the affairs of men. He's still in our daily lives. He understands the daily pressures that we have. Bring your request to him. Talk to him about it. And whether he answers it the way that you think or not, that's totally up to him. Be comfortable with his answers and or lack of answer. It can make an incredible difference in your day to move from fear to trust and faith in Jesus, just to say, "If you're willing, make me whole, cleanse me." And we might just hear, whether it's on this side of heaven or that side of heaven, "I am willing. Be cleansed." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we know that we all go through so very much in this fallen world. God, we know that this world is filled with sin and destruction and disease and famine and all the stuff that goes on here. Lord, we know that this was not your plan. It is the result of sin, disobedience, the devil, the prince of this air. We know that the death that we experience both in our physical bodies and spiritually and all the things around us was never what you intended for us. God, you are sovereign. We have a free will. We surrender our will to you and say, "If you are willing, make us whole or make us clean us, God. If you are willing." And Jesus, we know spiritually you have cleansed us by the blood of the Lamb. We confess Jesus Christ as Lord and believe in our heart that you raised him from the dead, conquering sin and death. We will be faithful servants until you come again. We won't give up. We won't shut up. We won't sit down. We will stand. We will be faithful. We will be steadfast. God, we pray for Governor Bob Ferguson for salvation to come to his home, and President Trump for salvation to come to all their family members, God. We pray for Patty Murray and Maria Cantwell, God. We pray for Michael Baumgartner. We pray for Rob Chase, Leonard Christian. We pray for Suzanne Schmidt. We pray that you will just touch lives, God. We love them, God. We want them changed from the inside out. We pray wisdom and blessing. For those that know you, God, we pray that they will just be encouraged by your Holy Spirit. For those that haven't surrendered yet, we pray that today is the day of salvation. Would you go before us in Jesus' name? Amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you in your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.